Welcome to today's episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. It's all about faith, understanding, encouragement, and life. Be blessed by this episode. Blessed be God, it's a joy to come your way with God's word. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the verse number 14. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. This is an insightful verse of scripture. It is very accurate in its meaning as well as in its application. This person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God. In verse number 12, the Apostle Paul teaches us that believers have received the Spirit who is from God. So as a child of God, you have received the Spirit who is from God. But you are contrasted with the person that has not received the Spirit from God. And the Apostle Paul says, such a person who has not received the Spirit from God does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, rather considers them foolishness. And secondly, such a person cannot understand the things that come from the Spirit of God because they are discerned only through the Spirit. So people without the Spirit of God cannot accept the things of God, and they do not also understand the things of God. It's important we understand these truths. People without the Spirit cannot accept and do not understand the things that come from the Spirit of God. Because they cannot accept and they do not understand them, they consider them to be foolish. But those of us with the Spirit of God, we can accept them and we understand them. So some people hear the teaching of Christ. They hear about the gospel of our salvation, how God came in the form of human being and humbled himself, emptied himself of all his glory, humbled himself, was subject to human torture, and died on a tree for the sins of the world to save us with his blood. And if you don't have the Spirit of God, you can't accept it. And it will not make sense to you. You will not understand it. You consider it foolishness. And so our Christian faith, our Christian religion is unintelligible to people without the Spirit of God. They cannot accept it. They consider it foolishness. And that is the difference between the people of God who have the Spirit and the people of the world who do not have the Spirit of God. So your ability to accept the teaching of Christ and to understand it and to subject your life to it is a sign that you have the Spirit of God. The inability of the world to accept the teaching of Christ, but rather to reject it and consider it as foolishness, and to live in opposition to it, is a sign that they do not have the Spirit of God. So by this we know those who have the Spirit of God and those who do not have. When we understand the things of God and we accept it and live according to it, or when we do not understand it, we reject it and consider it foolishness. Today in our world, many people on social media claim a lot of things, and they try to argue and debate the teaching of the Christian faith, because they rationalize it with their human and logical systems of understanding, and it does not suit their human understanding. It does not make sense to them. It does not appeal to them, and they consider it foolishness. And so they also consider people who accept it and people go according to it as foolish. Well, do not be surprised when you see such things and when you hear such things, because they cannot understand, they cannot accept, and because they cannot accept, they consider it as foolish. And all of it is because they do not have the Spirit of God. And so people with the Spirit of God must hold on to the teaching of Christ that they have received and that they have believed, and continue to live their lives with it. Because the Bible said that the world and the people without the Spirit cannot understand these things, because these things are discerned only through the Spirit of God. And when God's people stop fellowshipping with the Spirit of God, they no longer are able to discern these truths. And so it is possible that the child of God who once discerned them through the Holy Spirit but has ceased to fellowship with the Holy Spirit is presently unable to discern them, and then that person begins to consider them foolishness. And it's at such a point in their lives they begin to turn away from the truth of Christ they once believed. It's at that point they begin to condemn the truth of Christ they once received and accepted, because they have stopped to walk with the Spirit of God and they are unable to discern the truth of Christ. Child of God, walk with the Spirit, live in the Spirit, and you will be able to discern the truth of Christ, the things that come from the Spirit of God. The Lord bless you. Shalom, peace, and life to you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. Till I come your way next time, grow in faith, increase in understanding, give encouragement, enjoy life in Christ.